Welcome to episode 154 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we start On This Day Week by looking at the first newspaper ever published in the United States. On this day in history, the first true newspaper was published in America. The magazine, called Public Occurrences, both foreign and domestic, popped out of the printing press in Boston, Massachusetts, 322 years ago, on September 25th, 1689. There had been one-page newspapers published before 1689, but they're what's known as a broadside, not a newspaper. A broadside is a name for pretty much any one-page printing, like an advertisement or a political something or other. The newspaper only lasted one issue before the governor of the state shut down distribution and set a precedent of the British government trampling all over the rights of a free press in the colonies. The guy behind the newspaper was a man named Benjamin Harris. Harris is an extremely important character in early American history in his own right, not just because he printed the first newspaper. Harris arrived in the colonies in 1686, where he started up a coffee house that brought men and women together to discuss issues of the day. Kind of strange for the time. Not only that, he was the publisher of the New England Primer, a pretty big deal because it was the primary textbook to use in the colonies all the way from 1687 through the American Revolution until Noah Webster's textbook became the status quo. Remember old Noah? We talked about him back in episode 95. The New England Primer was one of the most important documents in the history of American education and is actually available online for free. I've actually read it, and if you want to take a peek at very early American society, I'd recommend you check it out. We don't use the primer anymore, but some phrases and passages have stuck with American culture for the past few hundred years. Probably the most recognizable passage is a stanza from a prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Thanks for tuning in to episode 154 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you come back tomorrow when we look at a guy whose idea of fun was training dogs to be afraid of doorbells.